morning. So, I'm Allison Thompson. I'm with Field to Market, and thanks, Keith. I think this follows on pretty well from what you were just talking about. Farmers are indeed at the center. How do you get them to actually engage? How do you have a program to get them to actually start doing these types of measurements and use that in their planning? And so I'm going to do a little bit of introduction of Field to Market, how we're doing that engagement and outreach, and then if you want the nitty-gritty science details, come to my poster this afternoon. So the logos you see on here are the membership. They are Field to Market. We are a small nonprofit organization with 114 member organizations. Started 10 years ago as a multi-stakeholder alliance. So the program I'm talking about has been developed by all of these organizations together in a pre-competitive fashion through a multi-stakeholder process. We are governed through five sectors. So these organizations are defined based on where they sit in the supply chain. So you have grower organizations representing the farmers, you have agribusinesses who are buying and selling products directly to the farmers, you have food and retail companies who are selling branded products to the public, then you have conservation organizations and NGOs, as well as public sector, universities, and government involved in developing this. So what are we doing right now? We've been working to develop industry standard metrics for sustainability, two of those, greenhouse gas emissions and soil carbon, most directly relevant here. We're using these metrics with the goal of catalyzing continuous improvement in environmental outcomes. So that's actually a pretty loaded phrase. So continuous improvement being that sustainability is a long-term objective. It's not a one-time measurement. It's something you engage in over the long term. And the focus on environmental outcomes is a key principle of Field to Market adopted early on. It really speaks to what Keith also just mentioned in terms of, our goal is to reach 50 million acres. We're not putting up flux towers on 50 million acres. We have to use models. If we were interested in looking at greenhouse gas emissions and providing farmers with feedback on what they can do to reduce their footprint or improve their soil carbon and so on, you have to be looking at using models. So taking models to this kind of program is pretty ambitious undertaking, as we've discovered. We have a free online tool called the Fieldprint Calculator. That is actually, growers can go in and use it, and that's fine, but really how it's primarily used is through what we call Fieldprint projects, which are regional supply chain partnerships. If you're a cereal company and your customers are asking you about the environmental footprint of your products, you most likely can't just pick up the phone and call, the local wheat farmer you source from. You probably buy from, a mill or an aggregator. So you need to reach back out through your supply chain and reach out to the farmers through the current network that they have. Farmers are already talking to ag retailers. They're talking to crop advisors, extension agents, NRCS agents. They have a lot of people giving them advice all the time. So our goal is to reach back to the farmers through the people they're already communicating with through our membership organizations. So those supply chain partnerships will reach out and gather information. In the lower right is just an example. That's greenhouse gas emissions in 1 year from each column is a different producer. And so they show this information back to the farmers and say, here's where your greenhouse gas emissions are compared to your neighbors, the people right around you. And let's have a discussion then about where those emissions are coming from, what are ways in which you can improve on those emissions over time, what are things that you can do in the context of your operation, looking specifically at your operation. So our metrics are designed to both educate individual producers as well as for supply chain reporting downstream. So this gets to what's coming next. We are working to revise some of our metrics. I think that there are certainly things that we can do better based on the science, but again, going all the way to looking at process models is really problematic in this context, or just challenging, I would say. We have to constantly be thinking about balancing the accuracy of the models with usability of the tools, and so on. There's a lot to think about in the context of what tools to use. We are actively always seeking guidance and participation from the scientific community, which is what I'm doing here, and would love to talk with any of you who are interested in what we're doing and how you could help. And then finally, to take this up to scale, we're establishing protocols whereby companies could use this program to actually make claims about their sustainable sourcing. We're working on finalizing protocols for that. We're also working on have an application programming interface so that certain farm management softwares don't have to go through the calculator. Growers can just use the software they're currently using and get these metric scores directly that way. So we're working to achieve scale with that part of the program. So